1-800-283. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, again, is 1-855-450-3733. But I have a guest that I've brought on. His name is Bill Westmiller. Bill, you and I have been pretty good friends for a while now. You're the former president of the Republican Liberty Caucus. What kind of position do you hold now? You got anything behind your name that you're excited about?
No, just RLC director. I'm kind of easing myself out of the RLC at the moment.
There's a lot of work involved in these kind of organizations. There's no doubt about
true.
It. But you have been integral in that organization for some time. And, you sent out an email to the group, and I thought that this was, frankly, the kind of stuff that we need to be talking about right now. Recently, Herman Cain has won the Florida Republican straw poll. Is that right?
Yep.
Tell me why. I mean, why is this candidate who hasn't polled above 8%, and that's on a good, really good day, suddenly, wham, win the Florida straw poll, Republican straw poll, I should
say.
Well,
you have to understand that this particular poll was a poll of the delegates at the GOP state convention. It's unlike all the other straw polls where people could go in and register for the event and vote in the straw poll. These delegates were elected 3 months ago at county caucuses in the Republican Party of Florida. Now, it just so happens that that was right after the first Republican debate where Herman Cain made a very good showing and everybody was very impressed with him.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who supported Cain probably were the ones that were more inclined to go to these caucuses and get elected as delegates to the convention.
Okay.
Now, that in combination with the poor showing that Perry had and the general distaste for Romney.
Yeah, but Romney kind of taught.
Cain winning.
Right. Romney kind of told Florida Republicans, Southern Republicans, to take a long walk off a short pier during the last debate. Isn't that right?
Well, he did. He basically insulted people by saying the conservatives who, on the immigration race issue were heartless. And so that obviously upset a lot of conservatives.
Yeah.
Now, Romney has said all along he wasn't going to participate in any straw polls, but he's got his biggest organization in Florida, and he spent the most money promoting himself in Florida. So the showing of 14% for Romney and 15% for Perry against Cain's 37% is a huge embarrassment for both of them.
Yeah, it amazes me that Cain came in at 37, but I think the only one that it really does anything bad for are Perry and Romney. I think the people who aren't quite as plugged in are probably looking at this like, wow, maybe Cain's a contender. So do you think that Cain's a contender, or is this the only thing he's going to win?
This is the only thing he's going to win. He's never polled over 8% in any of the national polls. He's... the 37% is a fluke.
Okay.
It just happened to be a set of circumstances, and he took advantage of it. And he was there for 4 days straight on the floor talking with the delegates day in and day out, while the other candidates like Perry and Romney just walked out of the convention even before the straw vote was held. They didn't even make their final speeches before the vote.
I see.
So people were irritated about that as well.
Yeah, I thought they'd give him a little lesson.
Yeah, it was a host of different circumstances that made it coincidentally pleasant for these particular set of delegates who are Republican regulars to vote for somebody else, and somebody else happened to be Cain.
So this brings up, now there's a lot of people are saying, well, my God, Cain's a contender. Well, this brings up the question about his 999 plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you did a little research on this 999 plan, and I'd like you to break it on down for people if you would.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, first of all, it isn't a 999 plan.
Okay.
He's proposing three different plans. The first plan is 25-25-9, where we have 25% personal tax, 25% corporate tax, and 9% sales tax.
Oh, great. So he just proposed a national sales tax, essentially.
He just proposed adding on a national sales tax to what is pretty much a flat tax proposition. But the flat tax is higher than 80% of the people than what 80% of the people actually pay in taxes.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, I recently did some numbers with the American Tax or the Tax Foundation, and they said that the numbers were like 50% of Americans don't. It was fewer than 50, but close to 50 in the 40th percentile don't even file an income tax. American adults. I'm not talking about kids and seniors or whatever. And of the people that do file, only like 47% actually pay after you're talking about these earned income tax credits and stuff like that, right?
Right. Well, what you have to look at is when you're talking about a flat rate, and that's what he's talking about, is a 25-25 is a flat rate. If you ignore all of the other deductions and so on, look at the actual effective tax rate, how much people actually pay in federal taxes, you have to include individual income taxes, you have to include payroll taxes, you have to include excise taxes, things like cigarettes and gas and alcohol and so on.
Would they be doing away with those? Would cigarettes and alcohol taxes go away under the 999 plan?
He doesn't say. He doesn't say whether the excise taxes stay or don't stay.
It seems just like new taxes.
But he does say that he's going to eliminate all the deductions on the individual income tax except for charity. He's going to eliminate all the payroll taxes and so on. Now, if you look at the actual amount that people pay, the first lowest amount is 4.3%. That includes all of those things.
Okay.
For the lowest 20% of taxpayers. Now, these are people who actually pay tax on an average.
4.3% is probably just people paying excise taxes and stuff, cigarettes.
Mainly
and
excise tax,
beer.
But also payroll tax to some degree. So you have to get up to the fourth quintile, which means 80% level of taxpayers,
yep,
before you get to 17.9%.
Okay.
Well, that means that all those people, 80% of taxpayers, will have a tax increase. From 17.5%
and people want
to 25%.
People are dying for this. I mean, this 999 plan essentially, as he's pitching it, is supposed to be 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, 9% corporate tax. But, I mean, you're right. He does talk about a 25%, 9% thing initially. And this is essentially what the fair tax, quote unquote, is anyway. The fair tax is spreading out the tax burden from the top 20% of the richest people in the United States to the other people down on the bottom end. And it's really it's a bad plan. I mean, it's been pitched all along as it's fair, but it's a bad plan.
The thing is that Cain is able to seduce people by pretending that there is a plan. There is not a plan. There are three different plans. He starts off with this 25-25-9 plan. Now, after some unspecified period of time, we go into phase two, which is a 999 plan, right? Then, after some unspecified period of time, we go into his phase three plan, which is only the fair tax. Now, the problem is that all the fair tax proponents say you cannot implement a sales tax until after you get rid of the income tax and the corporate tax altogether.
We could talk about, I'd be willing to talk about that. I'd be willing to talk about a fair tax if you get rid of the 16th Amendment. But as everything I've seen implements this thing before the 16th Amendment is actually repealed. And that's what makes that's what creeps me out so much, because I think you're just going to have an income tax and a sales tax. That's how these people work. I mean, that's
sure
what they do.
And, well, Cain has been a big booster of the fair tax, and he was always arguing, saying, no, you got to get, repeal the 16th Amendment first and then do the fair tax. That's what he's been saying all along. Now he's saying, no, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little bit of a flat tax, and we'll add on the sales tax first. Then we'll reduce the amount of the flat tax to this 999 program.
And trust me,
maybe sometime
then we'll get rid of
later on after that, we'll do the fair tax.
Right. Bill,
so that's the number one thing.
It is creepy, creepy stuff. Hold on, hold the line if you would, Bill.
Sure.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Do you love the fair tax? Call in and defend it, because that would be, I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like. We spent the last segment talking to Bill Westmiller of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Bill, you there?
I am here.
Excellent. And so you can call in, talk about the fair tax, Herman Cain, whatever you'd like to talk about. I'm going to finish up talking to Bill here in just a minute. But check out the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live provides you with archives going back to 2006 for free. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and download. We're doing 6-7 shows a week every week for the last 5 years, and that's a lot of content. You can have it for free at archives.freetalklive.com. So, Bill, we were talking about Herman Cain's, his amazing showing in the Republican straw poll in Florida, and the, people are excited about him, thinking he's a contender. The fact is the Republican field is so weak that people are grasping at straws at this point, straw polls, as it were. It looks like Perry's going to be strong in the South, and Romney's going to be strong in the Northeast and the far West, and it's difficult to know. Bachman, is she a contender? Is she not? Cain's just had a great showing here. People really want to know where to go, and they don't seem to have any clue as to which candidate is the one that is finally going to be settled upon. And frankly, at this time in the situation, nobody should know. It's just too early. But one thing that Cain keeps on pushing is his little 999 gimmick. And of the candidates out there, I like his look. I like his sound. I think if you were going to cast one of them as the role in a movie as president, I think Cain would make a great president in a movie.
I like him.
It's just a real gimmick, this 999 thing, and it scares me to death them talking about adding new taxes.
Yeah, well, he is proving to be a very good politician because he can appear to be saying something when he's not really saying it. Everybody assumes that the 999 is a tax reduction, that they're going to be paying only 9% tax, and the corporates are going to be paying 9% tax, and okay, well, you got a sales tax, big deal. And in effect, it's a tax increase for 80% of all taxpayers.
Yeah.
Because assuming that you spend eventually, sooner or later, all of the money that you have coming in, there's a 9% tax on your income and a 9% tax on your outgo, that's 18% effective tax rate. Well, 80% of people only pay 17.5 or less.
Or
right
less.
Now.
Yes, a lot of people pay
or
less. Yes.
A lot less, yes. So it's a tax increase, number one. He isn't proposing the 999 be implemented. He wants to do 25-25-9 first. Then he wants to do 999. Then he wants to do fair tax. So he's got actually three different plans. But even under the 999 plan, it's a tax increase for 80% of the people.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't looking at this. It just sounds good. It sounds fair. It sounds like less than what I pay. I like that. And folks really just aren't paying attention on this one. Another thing is he says the Federal Reserve doesn't need auditing. I mean,
oh right. Well, he was in favor of TARP. He was chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Kansas City for 8 years.
Right. He doesn't want to say that. They say that he's the president of Godfather's Pizza. They don't even mention the fact that he is a regional president of the FC, or the, what was it again? The regional president of the
Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Bank. Yeah. Of Kansas City. There are 12 different Federal Reserve banks, and he was chairman of one of them for, I think it was either 4 years or 8 years. And he loves the Fed. He thinks the Fed is fantastic.
And he just went along with the rest of these guys when they were talking about, oh yeah, let's build a fence. I mean, every one of the candidates' solution to the immigration problem seemed to be, let's build a fence. As if they don't have fences. I mean, I saw a video on YouTube of Mexican kids scaling the fence in fewer than 14 seconds. Just they went up like little monkeys. Up they were, up over the fence. I mean,
sure.
It was nothing to it. So, the idea that you're going to build a 1,600 mile fence from the Gulf Coast of Florida to the Pacific Ocean and keep people out is, to me, absolutely ludicrous. I mean, the second largest nation that we have illegal immigrants, if you wish to use that term, from is China. They've got the Pacific Ocean between them and us, and they still get over here.
Well, remember the 19 hijackers for 9/11 came in through Canada.
That's true.
Yeah. Not Mexico.
Right.
Not any other country. They came in from Canada. Now we're going to build a fence across the Canadian border.
It's right.
It's three times longer than the Mexican border.
These politicians aren't dumb. They know that this stuff is true. They're just demagoguing for the public out there that's like, well, we got to have law and order, as if, you know, as if they didn't create the disorder with their laws in the first place.
Well, no, nobody else mentions that 60% or so of the illegal immigrants that are in the country now came in legally. They got student visas, they got visitor's visas, they got work visas, whatever it was, and the federal government cannot enforce the visa program because it's the most ridiculous program in the world, and therefore they overstayed their visas.
Yeah.
That was the case with all the 19 hijackers that everybody's so worried about coming from Mexico. They came in on student visas, they went to classes to learn how to land planes where they wanted to land them, and then they dropped out of school. And, of course, the Immigration Department didn't have any interest in trying to enforce that.
Yeah.
So it's just the laws are bad. They can't be enforced. 60% of the people come across legally, and that doesn't even include the children of people who come across illegally and bring their kids along, which is what Barry was talking about. But there is one issue where I do agree with Kane, at least one anyway. He has been trying to promote, I can't remember whether it was Chile or Venezuela. I think it was Venezuela.
Chile is what he's been mentioning. He says Chile.
Chile, right. They implemented a Social Security program that was recommended by Milton Friedman and promoted by Cato Institute, which essentially privatizes the entire Social Security plan.
Right.
Which means that people get to keep their money, they get to pass it along to their kids, they get a higher rate of return than the government was giving them, and they've actually accumulated, or actually accumulating wealth. Now, that's a great plan.
Yep.
You know, at least as an interim solution. And it's a very, you know, one that's been promoted by libertarians for a long time.
You know,
but it's not getting any traction. It doesn't explain what it does and how it does it.
If a Republican could get into office, and likely the next president will be a Republican, it seems to me, because, you know, at this point, Barack Obama couldn't be much less popular. I suppose there's new lows that he'll find. I'm not 100% certain. But if a Republican could just get in and fix Medicare and Social Security. I mean, Medicaid could use some fixing too, but just Medicare and Social Security, that would be a huge boon for the United States economy and, you know, as a nation, as far as these debts in the future that supposedly you and I owe, that the government has decided that we owe. And you know, if they could just fix that, that would be fantastic. Bill, thank you for the little interview here. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Okay. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Call in with anything you like.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about at 855-450-3733. Show's interactive, the website's interactive. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can link to stories or blog posts that that light your fire. See if they light other folks' fires, they can vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Luther, say that again.
And Luther, this is your revenge for last week, isn't it?
Indeed it is. I have no idea.
Oh, I kept you muted. I forgot you were here.
That's right. It did happen. I recall.
All right.
So this is day 48 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. For those of you who do not know, new listening, Ian Freeman is the normal first chair here on Free Talk Live. But he decided to stand in front of a police car about a year ago in order to prevent it from, waylay it for about 45 seconds, I guess, in the long run, from taking a young woman to jail for whom he thought was being taken unjustly. And according to mail2jail.com, that's mail2jail.com, apparently the letters have been dwindling off for Ian because, I guess, the big rush of him going in, everybody wrote him, but...
You know what else is? He's almost getting out at this point in time. So it's like, I think if he was going to be there for another year, he's got a long way to go. But at this point in time, it's like, if you went to go see him, you're out in a couple weeks. Like, that's nothing, right?
It probably is a couple of weeks. At this point, we don't know for certain how long it's going to be. But it's going to be about a couple of weeks, we think. It's a 90-day sentence, but you'll have to do 60 days on it.
So I got to ask, since you brought up the Ian countdown, Mark, how do you feel in the first chair now?
I am nervous most of the time. Yeah. I don't like being here in the first chair. If I could avoid being in the first chair, I would. I tend to talk when I get nervous, so I've been talking over people. Don't like doing that. I probably should relax, take a deep breath, let the show flow a little more. But
well, it's I'm just gonna say you're better at it. You know what I mean? As far as like introducing the show and stuff. Now it's been a while, and you're definitely better at it. So I'll bet that first day back in the second chair when you can place whatever it is you play over here.
Risk.
Yeah. Hang out and play solitaire.
It'll feel good.
I'll probably be taking a vacation relatively quickly after Ian returns. Yeah. That's my plan, so I can
do a
little decompressing. but, you know, that's what's been going on here. Let's go ahead and go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
Good. I was calling to give some information to Michelle. Is she around today?
Michelle, it generally is on Friday evenings. We tend to rotate co-hosts throughout the week on specific days.
Well, maybe you can pass the information along.
Sure.
I've heard Dr. Frederick Graves on your show talking about Jurisdictionary. Do you know if she knows about Jurisdictionary?
She ought to. She's sat through plenty of the live reads that I've done. I mean, maybe she hasn't paid attention. I couldn't tell you.
Well, okay, and it only takes a couple of days if you sit down and... It's a very condensed course, but
it's a great course. She can borrow mine. She can borrow mine.
There you go. But they are the ones that have to follow the rules. They are the ones that are under the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes established to limit their activities as the judiciary, as these government workers. They're maids and butlers. Mm-hmm. They're not officials. The other thing is administrative law, and even a lot of the the law, it's copyrighted. Copyrighted laws don't apply to people. You see what I'm saying? It's an administrative. You don't get it. Okay, you know how the judge was listening to Ian? I just can't remember because you guys have so many guys on there now, and I have a hard time remembering who said what. But they were talking about Ian, and he made his presentment to the judge, and the judge was taking notes. Do you remember?
Yes, I think I probably said that, actually.
Okay. Okay, and what I'm saying is, it's just like finding out that the banks were using robo-signers. These aren't contracts. You have to have, only man can make a contract with another man. Otherwise, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God made the men made a club. The club has rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. That's the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. And then the men are superior to all that. She's free to drive. She's free to travel in her. Even if you didn't believe in God or any of that, Articles of Confederation were not eliminated. They were grandfathered. You have the right to travel unless you're driving for commerce, and then that's the only time you would be under their jurisdiction. If you were, and remember too, a U.S. citizen, subject to their jurisdiction, 14th Amendment citizen. That's not the same thing as a free man. And you know how they're saying corporations are persons? Persons,
yes,
is not the plural of person. People is the plural of man. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure, sure.
So the gist of it is she has to just, and I want her to contact this guy, Alfred Addis, or at least just go on his website. He won a court case. It was a drug case. And they were saying, charging them $25,000 a day was the fine. They spent $500,000, state of Texas, to prosecute these people because they were producing silver, okay, you know, to eat, to take by mouth.
Okay.
Well, the law applied to man or other animals. He made a court case, and I know she's a Christian. His court case, he wrote up a brief and just said, look, I'm not an animal. I am not. God gave man dominion over all the beasts, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. I'm not an animal. What do you mean you're going to take control of me? And the judge dismissed the case. The attorney general spent $500,000 on that case, and it was a $9 million a year fee. And I think it went on for like 6 years. It went through a couple of lawyers. It went through. Finally, he just read the statutes. And this is my point. The truth is right there for us to see, but we've got to be willing to look and to yield to the truth that no man made any other man. You don't have the right to control him. Just in principle, that should, you know, we all want to be free, right?
But well, it'd be nice.
Law,
yeah.
Huh?
It'd be nice.
Well, and we can have it, but we best protect each other when we each respect the truth. And
well, I'll tell you what, Lauren, anything you want to send to Michelle, just send it to me at markatfreetalklive.com.
Well, I don't have all the email stuff. I was just going to say, guys, it's addis@wordpress.com.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
But I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Lauren. 855 450 free. For those of you who don't know about Jurisdictionary, it is a course for people who don't have attorneys, or in fact do have attorneys and need to keep an eye on them. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts. In fact, it works in common law courts around the world, in India, England, Australia, pretty much any English-speaking country. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. There's all kinds of free information on their website and, of course, the course. When you buy it, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire. Brian?
Hello.
What's going on?
It's actually Brad in New Hampshire, but you can call me Brian if you'd like.
Brad, it's good to talk to you.
You too.
What's on your mind?
I had a question about Ian's sentence. Was he sentenced, I presume because his sentence was so long that he's going to be on probation afterwards. Is that correct?
He is a suspended sentence of 1 year for 2 years. I don't think he's actually on probation, but I think he just has a suspended sentence looming over his head.
Okay, well, there's different levels of probation in New Hampshire, and one of them is called monitoring, and that's sometimes what happens if someone is sentenced to something like they don't have an extensive criminal history. But, you know, I would think that the court would probably move to put Ian on probation, and that's something that they certainly can do. And if they were to do that, and he agreed to it, it would make the studio... the LRN studio open to the government of the state to come in at any time. I know, Luther, you're living with Ian again, right?
That's true.
The probation and parole department could come into your room whenever they want. I mean, they literally, to callers who don't know me, I used to be a law enforcement officer here in New Hampshire, and I used to go with probation and parole, and they would literally just walk into people's houses. They don't have to knock. They just go in, and I'm curious if that's going to happen with Ian. It would be quite a dynamic.
It certainly would be quite a dynamic. Brad, please
better
hold,
not.
Please hold the line here. 855-453. I don't even have a question for that.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live, live Monday night edition with Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided a detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go back to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad.
Hey.
So, you were talking about the possibility that Ian might be on probation or something like that, and that there's different levels of probation here in New Hampshire, and some of the folks that are on probation have the distinct pleasure of having probation officers and police officers just walk right into their house like they own the place.
Yeah, when you go on probation, it's essentially an agreement between yourself and the court, you know, albeit an agreement under duress. And what it does is it reduces your constitutional protections because you're agreeing to follow certain conditions in exchange for not being detained at some sort of jail or,
right.
you know, some other correctional facility. And what prompted me to call in about this is I was just thinking, you know, okay, so if Ian gets out and gets sentenced to probation, and he could be sentenced to probation, you know, that could be something that they have planned, you know, and
I'm kind of curious about this though, Brad. Wouldn't I know it? Having sat in that courtroom, wouldn't I know that he was sentenced to probation?
Well, I mean, the state could bring a motion to have him put on probation as part of his suspended sentence, because essentially when you're on probation, you're serving a suspended sentence. I mean, and when you're on parole, which is your parole is community release of an incarcerated sentence. So you're actually serving an incarceration when you're out in the community. But probation is kind of similar in that the sentence you're given is reduced in exchange for meeting certain criteria. But how do they know that someone is meeting the criteria? And if they have a concern about someone, they put them on probation. And if you live with someone who's on probation, that diminishes your constitutional rights too.
because literally, the Luther, if Ian does get put on probation, a probation officer can walk into your house, walk into your room, rummage through your things. And
I am not cool with that at all.
I actually knew a woman once who was on probation, and alcohol was not allowed in the house. So she actually had a roommate, and there she wasn't allowed to drink beer in the house.
Yeah. New Hampshire's a little unique in that some states allow any law enforcement to go in if someone's on probation or parole, allow any law enforcement officer to enforce the conditions of probation and parole. In New Hampshire, it's not that way. Only the probation and parole officers in the Department of Corrections can do that. However, the police can go with them. The police just can't do anything. Like, the police, you know, essentially, I remember doing a check on some guy, an actual criminal who used to rape children. And, you know, I went in the house with the probation officer, and essentially I stood, you know, I had to keep my mouth shut. I couldn't search anything. But if the probation officer were to find anything that was illegal, they can turn it over to the police. So, you know, for the Liberty Radio Network studios, if Ian does become on probation, literally you could be doing Free Talk Live, and the government could walk in whenever they want, which is
disturbing, Julian.
I wasn't
raising my hand.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry.
I have a lock on my bedroom door. Would they bust that down if it was locked?
Yeah.
Oh,
so can they really do that? I mean, if you have a roommate, I mean, don't the roommates have some sort of rights? And where does the
redress of grievances?
Yeah, where does the domicile of the one person begin and end is kind of what I'm guessing. I mean, if you're renting a room from somebody, then that room essentially...
How could the cops prove it was their room, though? Well, I mean, wouldn't that be their argument?
Well, how do they prove it's my house? That doesn't mean they can kick the frickin' door in just because they see a house.
In this particular case, this entire house belongs to Ian. And although, you know, half of the duplex that Ian owns, he doesn't live in, he rents out. The fact is, the area where he lives, and anything adjoining in it, to include your room, Luther, would be open to inspection at the whim of the state. And the, you know, essentially, you know, and I've been in this situation before. Essentially, the recourse that you would have is to not live there. And believe me, I know it's extremely unfair, but when you live with someone who is on probation, and I really wouldn't put it past the police out in Keene to try to do this to Ian.
Sure.
You know, it would reduce your constitutional protections as well. And, you know, I mean, people agree to it because what? I mean, Ian doesn't want to sit in jail for a year. But, you know, in exchange, it has a bunch of conditions that, you know, are really intrusive.
I sincerely hope that they don't switch that over to that situation. We could very well pick the studio up and move it if that's the case. Then Ian can drive to my house instead of vice versa.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Something to think about.
Thanks for the call, Brad. 855-450-3733. So, Bradley Jardis of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he might still be a member. I'm not 100%.
I don't think
so. He seems to think that it's possible that the state could turn Ian's suspended sentence into probation. And he was just kind of giving the situation if that were to happen.
Well, he was on house arrest before all this, so...
Ian was on a bond with restrictions as to what time he was allowed to be in and out. They have not done any of this probation year stuff. I think it would be very, very bad for everybody involved if Ian was getting his house inspected on a pretty regular basis by the man.
I would not be happy with that at all. I would have to move out. I mean, there's no way I'm going to subject myself to this invasion of my privacy just because they want to punish Ian.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, if you have a lease for your room, he can't go to the next door. I mean, can they? Can they go to the next door? You know, and bust that
place
open?
Can they go to our other neighbors and bust in their doors?
Well, his claim was that Ian's name is on the deed of the house, and I suspect that's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
that he owns this house, but he also owns the unit next door, the in this duplex. And so could they go in there? I mean, that seems shifty to me.
Yeah, I imagine they could. Those people. It's such an invasion of privacy in my eyes.
I'm not sure how they would feel about it in a court. Like, I don't know what the law would say in New Hampshire. I know renters have rights, right?
And generally, like, yeah.
Right,
but do they have rights against the government?
Well, exactly. and like, I think you have to give 24-hour notice as a landlord before you could go over there, and I kind of feel like maybe they couldn't do it, but if they know that that's the Keene Activist Center and they could get in there, I think they would really like to do that.
Yeah, especially with a really poor showing of all the activists in Keene so far when it comes to, courtroom stuff. You know, the law knows they can do whatever they want to activists in Keene, and they'll say, oh, I don't want to use the system or whatever, or they'll, fail to present a good case, that kind of thing, and it'll just go poorly all along.
If they could get away with that, if they could find some sort of a loophole, they would love to do that.
Tell me what they haven't gotten away with yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they can get away with whatever they want.
Well, if it ever comes to this, it seems like it'll be up to me to confront them about this.
I think it would have to be, but you work, and you could likely be at work, and they just decide they've got to go into your locked door. I mean, I would take my lease and thumbtack it to the door is what I would start with.
Sure.
Sure.
And maybe a sign that says this is my privacy or this is my private
dog,
property.
How about beware of dog?
Beware of shotgun.
Well, if you're not in there, they're not going to be too scared of it. People with shotguns don't concern them as much as what you need is some kind of communicable disease that they can really get.
Oh, there we go. Yep. Like I'll pull a Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Don't come any closer.
Put tape across that says, I don't know, scabies or something, and then you might have a chance. That might keep them out, but they sure do love to inspect things and poke through stuff.
No, I will not be cool with that. Like, if that happens, I would have to go down to the probation office and, like, just assert myself, I think, and be like, listen, I'm not on probation.
Well,
this is my area. I rent it. You know, Ian never steps foot in here. He's not allowed in here.
You're free to do that, but I don't
think it'd do any good. And eventually, I think it would end up with me leaving.
Yeah. Yep, likely it would. 855-453. You can call in on this subject or any other. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.